start. Hey, this is Pastor Carl coming to you from Kidology.org and Kidmin Talk. I'm so excited to get to spend a little bit of time with you today. This podcast is a continuation of a series of my favorite things. Today we're going to talk about three ways to connect with kids in a digital world. It's no mystery, it's no surprise that this is a new era and kids are living digitally through their games, through all kinds of technology. And the question has to be asked, how do we connect with kids today? The things that have worked in the past might still be good. I still use puppetry. I still use gospel magic. I still use creative storytelling and all those things to make church an amazing experience for the kids. But I only get to see them at church, and I want to connect with kids through their digital world so that my influence and impact can be more than just what I could offer them on Sunday. So let's talk about how to connect with kids in a digital age. And my hope is that you'll take just one of these ideas and you'll implement it and increase your impact in the kids that God has entrusted you to reach and teach for Jesus. Are you ready? Let's get going. All right, I'm so glad that you're here today. Today's episode is sponsored by, actually it's a featured resource as a gift to a good friend. I want to make sure you know about Jumpstart 3 and specifically the Romans Road Outreach CD. In the last podcast, I showed it to you. It's a CD that's got gospel, Romans Road, scripture songs that I love to give to all the kids as a gift in our outreaches and our guests. And we talked about first impressions in the last episode. Well, I had some of you ask, where do I get the outreach CD? So you can go to kidology.org/jumpstart3 and you can download the Romans Road Ministry Resource Kit, but that is for you, all right? That's, you can't duplicate that and share that. Obviously, it's copyrighted material, it's intellectual property, and we in children's ministry, we don't do that, right? We don't use things that we don't have the license or permission to use. So how do you get those outreach CDs at an affordable price that you can share? Well, the link is in the show notes. In fact, I'm going to make up a redirect right now. It's going to go straight to their website, kidology.org/jumpstart3romansroad. Okay, that's kind of long, but I'm making it up on the spot here because I don't want to verbally give the long URL to those of you who are just listening to this via iTunes. So check that out. It's a great CD. And for a small price, you can order them in a batch of 50 at a time. They just come in a simple sleeve. In fact, I think I may have it here to show you. Yeah, I want to show it to you. I still have it here. So there you go. It is the Romans Road CD. And you give this to kids. They can drop it in a CD player in their car or in their home and listen to these fantastic songs that are all gospel. And Jeff has some amazing stories of kids who have come to Christ, families that have come to Christ through listening to those songs. So it's a wonderful resource. We use it at outreaches. And as I said, we give it to our visitors every Sunday so that even if I never see them again, I know I've sent them home with a quality resource that's going to pump the gospel and the truth of salvation into their car and into their home and into their bedrooms. And so we're really excited to make you aware of that. So let's talk about three ways to connect with kids in this digital world. And I want to share with you from my experience three things that I've done that you're welcome to utilize or take advantage of or blatantly copy, because as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Now, how did he know that when there weren't podcasts back in Bible times? Well, it was a way of communicating. And that is the first one. It's a podcast. Have you ever considered doing a podcast? Now, you're listening to a podcast or you're watching this, and so you know the value because you may have some favorite podcasts that you enjoy and that you listen to. But have you ever thought about doing a podcast for your kids? I started one during the whole COVID era of life because first we were shut down And now we're reopened. As I'm recording this, you may be listening to this in the future, and that's all a thing of the past. I'm jealous of future you, if that is the reality when you're listening to this. But only a small percentage of our kids could actually come to our in-person experience. And I wanted a way to connect with the kids during the week. So I launched a podcast called Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories. The reason I made it Bedtime Stories is I was trying to connect them to a time of day to listen. Because I thought, you know, if I just say Pastor Carl's Stories or Pastor Carl's Podcast, you know, they might never get around to it. But maybe at bedtime, it would trigger, oh, Pastor Carl's got a bedtime story podcast. And so I create this podcast, I tell some stories, and it's not a fancy production. I don't do musical backgrounds, although I think I did just for the Christmas series. I did a series of the 12 poems of Christmas, and that was a lot of fun, the 12 days leading up to Christmas. So typically, it's just me telling a story, talking to the kids. In fact, recently, I started adding Gus, my puppet, into the podcast, and that was actually by popular demand by the kids. Yeah, actually, they like it a whole lot better. All right, be quiet, Gus. Now, if you're listening audio, you think he's here. If you're watching the video, you know I just changed my voice. So I do those unscripted. I just sit down, and I literally use a microphone plugged into my iPhone in my office. I just make sure it's quiet. Or sometimes I'll come in this podcast studio. I don't even use the fancy podcasting software. I record here because it's a good quiet room. And I'm actually recording it on my iPhone. It's not difficult to do. So download yourself a recording app. You can use a voice or a memo app that's built into your phone. I want to have a few more options. And so I downloaded an app. I will put a link in the show notes to the recording app that I use. It's very easy. It's very simple. And there's lots of them out there. You don't have to use the one that I'm using. And then I push it out to podcasts. Now, Apple Podcasts are free, all right? Google Podcasts are free. I push it out to both of them. Now, my podcast, I have two separate podcasts. I have the one you're watching, and mine, I can't tell you how I do it because I have no idea, because before the easy tools, our programmers on Kidology built into our website all the podcast tools. So I go into our back end for Kidman Talk. I upload the MP3, the description, the show notes, everything. I hit save, and it just magically does it. It pushes it out. And so I don't know how it works. There weren't podcast services and websites back when I started this podcast a very long time ago. And so I just keep using that tool. One day it's going to break and I have to refigure it out. But it's only for Kidman Talk. So I needed a new tool to do the Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories podcast, and I use a service called Subsplash, and it's how I create PastorCarl.com, and we're going to talk more about that a little further in the podcast. I just upload it, and it's gone. I had to register on iTunes. I had to register in Google, but the cool thing about the Subsplash is it works with Alexa. So I can have my kids, if you've got an Alexa, here, if you've got Alexa, turn up your podcast right now, and I will make it come out of your Alexa. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a couple seconds to turn it up. All you say is, Alexa, on Apple Podcasts, play Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories. I'm waiting, because if it worked, Alexa has said, here's Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories, the latest episode. And now you're yelling, Alexa, be quiet. I'm trying to listen to a podcast. So it's that simple. Sometimes it comes up with something different. You know how Alexa is. It's AI. Sometimes you have to say it a couple of times. I've learned that if I say, play Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories on Apple Podcasts, it sometimes gives me some crazy other wannabe bedtime story podcast and not mine. But the kids have a lot of fun with that. When I'm visiting a family in the home, I'll often ask, hey, do you guys have an Alexa? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, hey, Alexa, play on Apple Podcasts Pastor Carl's Bedtime Stories. Say it very clearly, and it will start playing. And the families go, wow, that's so cool. And I say, yeah, it's just something fun I do with the kids to connect with them during the week. I can talk about the lesson, and I can interact with the kids. They get to hear Gus now. That was actually feedback in the Apple reviews that people could put two kids separately, different months, said, we want Gus on the podcast. And so I decided to go ahead and do that. Now, some of you have been listening to Kidman Talk for a long time. You may remember back when Gus co-hosted Kidmen Talk. Back then, I called it the Children's Ministry Podcast. I co-hosted it with Gus. It was a lot of fun. Never even had the puppet on my hand. I did interviews with all kinds of people, and it was a lot of fun. I'm a little schizophrenic, so that kind of helps. I would encourage you to do a podcast. I'm not going to get into the details of how to do it because there's so many tools. Take the time to Google it. I had to figure out how to do it through Subsplash. There's a lot of podcasting services out there. Maybe put a note on Kidology Facebook group about podcasts and let others speak into what tools they use, and it's a lot of fun. The second thing I use to connect with kids digitally in my ministry is I host a Minecraft realm. Now, you can go to kidology.org/Minecraft. That's an outdated page. Maybe now I'm going to update it for when I used to do it. Now it's at my church. I don't want to give that link here because it's intended for the kids in my ministry. Although probably if you peek on my Facebook wall long enough, you'll get a link to it. But it's a realm. And what a realm is it's an online place where the kids can come together at any time and build together. We have built our entire church, and it's amazing. I'll put some pictures in the show notes. And they get to build together and play together, and parents like it because I personally approve of every kid who's in that realm. I go over the rules. I hide disciples' houses. I give them challenges in the feed, and it's a lot of fun. But it gives me a way to play with the kids during the week and then on Sunday to show pictures of things that they've built or talk about the Minecraft realm. And it's a way for me to be in the world of kids and make a connection with them there. And we've built murals of Jesus. We've done prayer walks, all kinds of cool things in the Minecraft realm. It literally costs $8 a month. It used to be platform independent. You used to have to pick whether it was going to be Xbox or PlayStation or the personal edition, the mobile version. Now it's cross-platform. It's so much easier. I had stopped doing it about 2 years ago when Fortnite became popular. You can go to kidology.org/Fortnite. I have a whole webinar I did on Fortnite. But now Fortnite's kind of fading a little bit, and we are relaunching our Minecraft realm, and the kids love it. It's super fun. It's super exciting. And parents like it because the kids want to play online. They want to play with others, but obviously they don't want them playing with strangers. They want to know that the chat and everything that happens in there is wholesome and it's safe, and they trust their pastor, you know, in the realm, communicating with the kids and building in the realm, and that's fun. The third one is what I'm going to call unique media, all right? Kids live in a media-saturated world. They're watching YouTube videos, right? They're soaking up all kinds of media. And I would encourage you to have some fun creating some media, right? You can go crazy with green screen. I have a whole webinar at kidology.org/. Just go to /COVID. It's linked there. I did a whole webinar on how to do green screen, how to edit in iMovie. You can do it all on your phone, but have fun. And you might think, oh, I can't do fancy stuff. The kids don't need it to be fancy. A lot of the stuff they're watching is not fancy. The fact that it's you doing it is what makes it so magical. So if you're doing a puppet and you're talking with a puppet, you don't have to be a ventriloquist. You might have noticed I'm not a ventriloquist. I'm just having fun with a puppet. You can act out Bible stories like Toy Box Tales. You can talk to the kids. You don't want to make it boring. You want to make it fun, but you can tell Bible stories. You can read stories. There's so many things you can do. You can have a YouTube channel for your church. Our kids know if they go to youtube.highpointchurch, highpointkids.church, that's just a redirect to go straight to our YouTube channel. And that's why I launched pastorcarl.com, because I was like, I have so many videos from the past and YouTube videos and stories from Kids Church Online that I'm pulling out of those units and just putting them on there for fun Bible stories and encouraging my kids to go to pastorcarl.com. And by the way, that's not just for kids at my church. So you're welcome to promote pastorcarl.com in your church to your kids. Every Sunday they can click Sunday lesson, and there's a whole Kids Church Online video that goes along with the IT Bible curriculum. If you're not familiar with that, go to kidology.org/IT and just check out the curriculum. We create streaming content that you can use in your ministry. But my point is, use fun media that's out there, but also promote positive media. My good friend Uncle Charlie, he does the valuedbygod.com, websites, very similar. He inspired me to do thepastorcarl.com. And then you got to check out allstarskidsclub.com, all the way from across the pond, right, in Britain. Simon does that, Simon Perry. And it's an amazing website. Kids Church Online was on both of their websites initially before I got pastorcarl.com going. It's a lot of work. But, you know, once I got it all set up, it doesn't take me a lot of time each week to just go in there, update the homepage, add a new Toy Box Tale or an Object Talk or a YouTube video that I'd done in the past. Sometimes I take clips from Kids Church. Like right now I got Gus and I rapping the Kids in the Word. It's got me reciting the books of the Bible really fast like a rap. And it gives me a way to connect with the kids during the week. It also helps give parents a glimpse into our kids' ministry. Parents who never get to get in there and hear their kids coming home talking about Gus, they wouldn't know who Gus is. Right? Is it a talking horse? No. And so create an avenue to connect with your kids during the week through fun media that you share. Let me just mention quick, make sure you've got the licensing permission for whatever you share. But most ministries out there, they have a way that you can buy licensing rights, and often they'll give you the licensing rights. They just appreciate being asked. So whether it's a closed Facebook group, a YouTube channel, or creating your own media website, like with Subsplash, and there's others out there, it's a great way to connect with the kids. So ask yourself, what might I be able to do to connect with the kids in my church digitally? Maybe you will launch a podcast for the kids in your church. Don't worry about it going viral and having bazillions of subscribers. My Bedtime Story podcast is not listened to by thousands. It's just listened to mostly by kids at my church. And I can tell from the stats, there's some people out there also enjoying it. But it's my goal is not to be like number one. It's just to minister to my kids during the week. Or maybe you're going to start a Minecraft realm for $8 a month. And you don't have to spend a lot of time in there. You play in there a little bit. It's kind of fun. Maybe give up some other games or Netflix or something you waste time on and enjoy the realm. But the kids can also play in there when you're not there. That's the beauty of it. And maybe there's some kind of a fun thing you can do with some media. You could have one puppet that shares the Bible verse each week or talks about the main point, the big idea, or the it of your lesson. Or you can post clips from your kids' experience. But think about it and let me know if you have any questions, how-tos. I will help as I am able to. Others can chime in too, especially if you ask in our Kidology Facebook group. Just go to kidology.org/Facebook. That'll redirect you to our group that we have, and it's a lot of fun. But those are my three top favorite ways for connecting with the kids in my ministry outside of what I'm able to do in the building so I can intersect with them during the week. It's got a benefit to the kids. It has a benefit to the parents. Ultimately, it has a benefit to the kingdom as I'm able to share Jesus and the Bible and truth in a way that's not limited to who comes into my building on a Sunday morning. All right? So those are my top three favorites. I would love to know what you do to connect with kids digitally in your world. Obviously, be safe in your communication with kids. Keep parents in the loop. Copy parents. I don't email kids or communicate with kids directly. I always do it through the parents. I let parent kids know. They give me their username for Minecraft, and I say, no, no, no. Your mom or dad has to email me your username, and then I'll add you to the realm. So be wise. Be smart, but don't let those concerns keep you from being creative and trying to connect with your kids outside of Sunday in this crazy new digital world that they're growing up in. Because they're spending time consuming digital media. How much better, instead of stressing over that, to give them what you want them to be listening to. Thanks for joining me.